Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And I hope you've had an amazing Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you had a great time with family and friends and enjoying some football. And just what a great weekend it is. And here we are. We find ourselves at the end of James. Congratulations. You made it. We made it through this letter, the last 9 weeks. And so I hope that that God has really helped you. I know he's helped me really begin to evaluate how I can actually live my faith out in a more practical way. And so it's been super encouraging. And so I hope it has been for you. So today, as we finish up, we're going to look at James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20, and what can kind of feel like an odd way to end a letter, right? It's like, let me go ahead and read it for us. He says, "My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." Right? It feels like all this like practical, like, you know, be doers of the word and don't follow the wisdom of this world. Don't be friends with the world. Don't hold on to your wealth. Just really very practical. Be patient, right? All the things. And then here he kind of just concludes with, hey, and just don't let people wander away. And I think it's a very helpful reminder for us as James closes out this letter. And here's what he's talking about. He's talking about rescue. This wonderful responsibility we have as followers of Jesus, that as a family, we don't want our family falling away. And so we want to pursue them. And so he's, again, it's just not about programs. It's not about strategies, but it's going after people who are drifting away. And it reminded me of this moment. There's a movie that I love. It's called The Guardian. It has Kevin Costner. I don't know if you've seen it or not. Ashton Kutcher's in it. And it's Kevin Costner plays this legendary Coast Guard rescue swimmer. And Ashton Kutcher is kind of a young and upcoming guy. And they're trying to train to become part of the Coast Guard and become rescue swimmers. And a really, really awesome movie. But there's a line in the movie that captures the heart of their mission. They say this. They say, "When others are running away, we run toward." When others are running away, we run toward. And it's not just that, right? They've trained to go into violent seas, risk everything, refusing to leave someone behind. Their whole motto is simple: so others may live. So others may live. And I think that's exactly what James is saying here. He's saying God has designed his people to move toward those who are drowning spiritually, right? That we move toward them, not away from them. Because we all wander at times. We all wander. We all drift. Some of us, we wander through sin. We are just walking in darkness and we've lost our way. Some wander through discouragement. Others through slowly drifting away from church, community, or prayer. We step out of serving because we just got a lot going on. And then we find ourselves stepping out of life group. And then we find ourselves, you know, not really engaging on Sundays. And slowly we find ourselves, man, I don't really feel that close to Jesus. Wandering rarely starts with this big moment. It's just small steps that can lead us away. And what James wants us to know is we don't want to let people disappear. That we don't stand on the shore when someone's caught in a storm. We go after them, not to judge them or shame them, but we go after them with compassion, with truth, and with love. And here's really where James was leading up to this, right? Is rescue begins with prayer. It begins with prayer, that we are a praying people. I talked about on Sunday that prayer brings God's people into God's presence to experience God's power. Prayer brings God's people into God's presence to experience God's power. We don't restore people by our strength. We're not the saviors. We're the swimmers. We go after them. And prayer is how we grab hold of God's power. Revival doesn't just begin with a strategy. It begins with repentance and confession and prayer. And so James is saying for restoration to happen, prayer is a part of that equation. That prayer helps rescue the wanderers. That prayer fuels spiritual rescue missions. And just like in the movie The Guardian, real rescue happens when someone risks comfort to step into someone else's storm. Rescue happens when someone risks their comfort to step into someone else's storm. I was just talking with a life group leader last week, and they were just sharing some things going on in their life group, and just things were really challenging and hard. And I was just encouraging them to say, thank you. Thank you for running toward them in this messy, hard situation and not just sitting on the sidelines, that you are risking your comfort. It's uncomfortable, but you're stepping into their storm. And that is what we do. And that's what James is saying we do. And so maybe as we get ready to finish here, just a way for you and I to pray is we can ask Jesus, who around us is drifting, hurting, or pulling away? And how can I pray for them? How can I move toward them? Because I think that's what the gospel invites us to. Because I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God moved toward me when I was drifting. I'm so glad that God sends people into my life when I'm feeling discouraged and I need a little encouragement. And so how can we be those people? And maybe if you find yourself in this season right now drifting and you just kind of hopped on just to jump in here, I just want you to know that the Lord sees you, that Jesus laid his life down for you, that he came to run after and to rescue you because he loves you. And now you and I have this great privilege of, since we have been rescued, to jump and be a part of this rescue team so that we may go and help others experience this amazing Savior that we call Jesus. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for coming after us. Thank you for inviting us to go after those, God, that are wandering and that are struggling. And so help us to see who around us is hurting, who is drifting, and how can we lift them up to you, Lord, knowing that nobody is too far gone for you. And so, Lord, would you give us eyes to see people who are hurting? Would you give us courage, God, to move toward them, not away from them? And God, would you use our prayers and our presence, God, to help bring people back to you? God, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?